Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. I'm back after being off for a couple of days because we had no childcare.
Welcome back.
Well, I think it's great to be back. And obviously, it's the Easter holidays. What do you call it? Half-term Easter holidays? I never really
I'd
know
say
what it
it's
is.
Easter holidays because half-term's like halfway through the term.
See, I never really know these things. You know how it is. But anyway, so I've had all three girls, because my other half, Katie's been working. So I've been trying to think of stuff to do with a two-year-old, a five-year-old and a 14-year-old girl. Mm-hmm. And this morning, I took the five-year-old and the 14-year-old to get their nails done.
Not the two-year-olds.
Not that she wasn't that interested. She probably just eat the varnish or something. But do you know what? I know this may sound a bit like dinosaur-like, because I know that people can do whatever they want these days and wear whatever they want, etc. And that's great, and it's a better place for it than it was, say, 15, 20 years ago. But I do get quite jealous with the fact that girls can go and choose all the different colours and that for nail. Mm-hmm. Like, it would turn a few heads if I turned up with painted nails, mm-hmm. wouldn't it, unfortunately? But I would love for it to be the norm where... Wouldn't it be great if you could go and try a different, have a different expression in what you wore on your nails each day?
You are holding your hands up in front of the Absolute Radio purple bike muff, and I would love to see you in corporate coloured nails.
Well, this show you're about to hear is our final show from One Golden Square, yeah. Here, isn't it? Right before we move to Euston. What a great way if you and I had done the show with lovely nails, like a shellac of purple each.
You could have had purple. I could have had a shellac of blue for our blue plaque. A plaque shellac.
Plaque shellac. What about that? It's a great band name,
thank
that, isn't
you.
It? I know people can wear whatever they want and paint the nails or whatever on them. I just wish that there was maybe that should be like a fella's nail bar. Do you know what I mean? You have like girl. There's ones for women and girls and stuff like that, which is fine. Keep them as they are. But then there's maybe it's more, like when they have chipboard seats and stuff to make it a bit more rugged edge. And fellas can go in there and get their hands, fingers painted.
Let's make it happen.
I'll contact Dragon's Den. I'll do an email now. Here's the show.
The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
As you'll be well aware, 16 happy years of broadcasting from One Golden Square here for Absolute Radio. It's our final show in this building today, mm. isn't it? We're going to be working from home tomorrow because of train strikes and all that kind of stuff.
Home tomorrow and then from the new gaff on Monday.
So we've spent a lot of time in this building doing radio shows, and particularly I think this hit home during lockdown, where pretty much everybody else by the breakfast show were working from home. Mm. We were in this building, we're literally only people, not only in this building, probably in central London, yeah. There's hardly anyone around. It was like the Black Mirror episode. So, it has a special place in our heart. We wanted to mark the fact that, our time here and leave a blue plaque behind. And, you guys were brilliant in getting involved with what we should put on it. And we kind of came to a consensus on the wording for the blue plaque, which was...
This was the first home of Absolute Radio, which broadcast here between 2008 and 2024, where real music mattered.
So we thank you for that. What a fantastic phrase to leave on this building as we move away to our fancy new building on a different part of London. I've been waiting for the plaque to arrive, because obviously you knew we were going to put it up on today's show. It's arrived... tail end of yesterday. We've opened it this morning and the most home time thing ever has happened. Richie, what's happened with it?
It's about the size of a side plate. So small.
It is so small. It's so embarrassing. I'm not joking. Our girls have got a little toy play kitchen.
Yep.
And when they bring you over like a plastic banana on that, it's the same size as our plaque.
It really is. It's tiny. It's not the size that we imagined or wanted. But it's what we're going to have to work with.
It's home time, isn't it? What a finale to live in it. But we wanted to make... Right, so we're going to go later on the show, just after five, we're going to do you get like an official unveiling. Yeah. We haven't even got any material to put in front of it. We're just going to stick it on the flipping wall.
If we had got material, we would have got it already and it would have been too big for it.
Exactly. So it's kind of panned out okay. But we're going to be doing that after five. So more about that later on. But we wanted to make something out of the fact that we have ended up with this thing, which is the wrong size. So with great trepidation, bearing in mind our final show in this building,
yeah.
Our producer Nick has said that we're asking for trouble with this, but we trust you. We're going to do a phoner called Too Big, Too Small. So we want your stories of when something was too big or too small. Give us an example, Richie, of something that's all right.
My first ever car.
Yeah.
Gear knob.
Fantastic. Could have gone a number of different ways. What do you mean, I try
to sort of like tart the car up, make it a bit more nicer, because it was just a really old Ford Fiesta.
Right.
So I added a new gear knob to it, but it didn't fit properly. And it the gear stick came up to your armpit. I felt like a coach driver. It was the most absurd thing ever.
I'd kind of like that, though. An old-fashioned, like, bus-style, really long gear stick.
No one wants to be changing gear by their earlobe.
Like, you know, the granddad always goes, go on, get in. He's yeah. trying to get a gear in. Go on, get in there.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
My take on this is I bought what I thought was going to be a board gaming table mm-hmm. when we used to live in North London in Highgate, because it's like a fairly small flat. But I wanted a table that you could, you know, whip out from underneath the couch if people wanted to come over and play some board games. And it had a felt top and everything. Thought this is smart. It's going to look like a poker table with like gangsters, all that kind of stuff.
I can picture it.
It looks, you know, I was thinking it's going to be absolutely brilliant, teak finish and everything like that. It took like 3 months to arrive from China.
Right.
And when it did arrive, I'm not kidding you. It's the kind of thing if you were elderly and you're watching telly, you wanted a side table to put your teeth and the big remote on. It was absolutely minute. You couldn't even get a chess set on there. It was awful.
I play Uno on it.
This is it. So I've had that brought up so many different times. You know, whenever I buy anything online now, my other half Katie always goes, remember the card table you bought. It's like an albatross. Do you know what I mean?
Steve says, not so long ago, I bought a classic American car. Unfortunately, I don't have a big driveway. I call it a happy problem, as I can only park the car so far down between our house and the neighbour's fence. Any further, it would hit the gas meter. I therefore have to do a Dukes of Hazzard to get in through the window of my classic American car.
I mean, what an amazing way to get home from work, though. Yeah. Slide out the window. Love it. Keep these coming in. We've got Amanda on the line. Amanda, a story about too big or too small. Take it away.
I think it was Facebook Marketplace, and there was a close-up picture of this lovely dartboard, what I thought was a three-drawer chest. I didn't look at measurements. I do that quite often. So I thought, this is going to be heavy. So I asked my husband and my father-in-law to come with me to check it, to pick it up for me, because I knew it'd be far too heavy for me.
Yeah.
And the three of us went to the door, and the lady opened with this tiny, well, it was kind of like a jewellery box. It had a drizzle.
Did you style it out, or did you say, oh, my God, that's way smaller than I thought?
No, I didn't. I just said, oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much.
And, no way.
Very bright. I must have been bright red in the face.
Tell us that you still got your husband and father-in-law to actually carry it away, though.
Well, we just walked, the three of us walked back to the car. I couldn't drive for about 20 minutes because we were both literally crying.
have you still got this thing in your house?
I have, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it comes in handy.
What do you keep in there?
Bits and bobs in the kitchen, like keys and
that's what he would have wanted. Like very fitting.
I did feel very silly, but it was funny.
Brilliant.
It's not the first time I've done it either.
The Daily Takeaway. Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
This text says, guys, I climbed Kilimanjaro 11 years ago and my T-shirt I bought is getting a bit worn, so I noticed a friend was in Africa and Tanzania, so I asked if she could get me a shirt. 3 weeks later, a parcel arrived and the shirt fits my 18-month-old grandson. Always check the sizes first, keep them coming in.
We are one home time show with 9 different playlists, one of which is the noughties. If you're a big fan of the songs from the noughties, you'll want to hear this. Sunday night from 8, join Danielle Perry on Absolute Radio as she's taking a look at the life and career of Amy Winehouse, ahead of the release of the new movie about her life. You can hear stories by those who knew her best, including former mates and record producers and music critics, soundtracked by some of the biggest songs of the noughties. Back to Black takes a look at what made her a worldwide sensation, and it's Sunday night from 8.
Let's get another story on. We've got Rob on the line. Rob, what happened to you?
Well, the missus decided to go online and buy a pair of designer trainers for the 9-year-old. Didn't nice. Look, and when they arrived, I said, "Well, she ain't getting in those, is she?" They were the size that a baby could have got on. She didn't realise, obviously, she'd ordered the infant size and not like the child size that she wanted.
So, what happens in that kind of situation? Do you save face by like not saying anything about it, or did she have to own up and send them back, or what?
She saved face because we have a little baby niece.
Oh.
So she sort of wrapped them up and said, "Oh, look, I saw these and I thought I'd been really like them."
Good save. What a great save.
It was a great save, but she's never lived it down, because every time she orders something online now, I say, "Have you got the right size? Have you got the right size?"
And all of a sudden that niece is getting some designer presents.
Yes.
She got a nice pair of designer, we're not allowed to say it, but it's a basketball player trainers. Yeah.
What? Really? Wow. That's pretty. That's all right, isn't it? I mean, when I was a kid, my parents bought me a pair of Knicks. Do you remember Knicks?
Yeah.
The old night knockoff. So getting those is pretty good, isn't it?
I appreciate how she styled things out, but that then sets the bar high for that niece for the rest of the gifts.
Yeah, I know. It ain't looking good on my wallet, is it?
This is the Daily Takeaway.
Good news, the video of us putting up our plaque to mark 16 years at Golden Square is now on our socials. You can see just how small it is. In fact, Anth has just tweeted to say, I have a Blue Peter badge that's larger than your plaque. We're not arguing with that. It's just some kind of ordering error. We apologise, but check out the video. It's there now.
Final show from Golden Square tomorrow morning, the Dave Berry breakfast show. Then we move over the weekend and come from our new place on Monday. You'll have had this as you move houses and all that kind of stuff before. You clear out and find stuff. It's really random, right? Like we found a pair of goalkeeping gloves.
Yeah.
I don't know, what did we need these for, like all these years ago? Like all this stuff that's turning up out of like home time cupboards. One thing that I would be really grateful if it turned up, because it's a large regret of mine, would be like a tennis ball or a cricket ball this afternoon. I know this sounds a little bit random, but you know, we've talked so many times about the sessions that we have here at Golden Square in the room that used to be called the zoo at the end of the corridor.
Yeah.
The corridor is the key thing, because for 16 years, I've been walking out of this studio and down to that corridor, down to the zoo for sessions or where we make ourselves a cup of tea or coffee or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just perfect in my mind. I always imagine that I'm bowling a cricket ball down there.
Oh, yeah, like running down the... I don't know the words for cricket. The crease? Is it the crease?
You would run to the crease and bowl the ball, yes.
There you are.
You're learning after all these years.
Doing an over.
Yep. You'd bowl six and that would make it an over, yeah.
Well, let's not get stuck in it, bogged down in the technicalities of cricket.
But I look down there and I kind of think to myself, oh, I could bowl some pace down there. I've sometimes bowled a bit of spin, left arm, right arm, all of it, but always just imaginary. Sometimes I'll do it, but I've never got a ball in my hand. And in that 16 years, I've never played cricket down that corridor, and it feels
be a regret,
a missed opportunity. So in between some of the songs and the adverts, I'm not going to lie, I'm going to hunt around the building, see if there's just like a cricket ball that we can fashion a little game before we leave.
Well, I would say leave as you started. Do you know what I mean? Like for me, what I've done all the way through being in this building, I've come in today, bearing in mind it's our last show here, I've already spilt tea on the table during our meeting and I've forgotten my security pass, so you know, why change things up a little bit?
I'm off to find a ball.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
It's time, though. It's a Thursday night for us once again, like we said earlier on, to expand the vocabulary by adding a new word to the English language for a thing that currently doesn't have a word.
Now, this one was staring me in the face on my commute in today. I saw some gentleman try to change trains, get off one train and cross the platform to get on to another one that was just about to leave. And unfortunately for him, he didn't make it in time.
Yes.
But what he had to do, that was then style it out as if to say, oh, I wasn't trying to catch that train anyway. I didn't want to get on that train.
Everyone knows, though.
Everyone
knows. People know.
He was running for it.
Is he really bad that when I see people do that race to try and get in and the doors lock on them, I absolutely love that. Is that bad?
No,
I should feel bad, shouldn't I?
It's not bad, because if I'm honest, I feel exactly the same. And I'm sure the train driver is looking in some kind of CCTV thinking, you're not getting on this one, mate.
Get up earlier, mate. Get your act together.
So, today we find a word for that little jog you do when you try and style something out.
So you might have gone over on your ankle slightly, tripped on a paving slab in town. That might be a humble tumble.
That's very good.
It's all right, isn't it?
Very
I've had a couple
good.
Of days off to think about these.
Look at you.
Check me out.
I've gone with godge.
A godge. Sounds awful. Got a case of godge. Sounds like something you might get in the Second World War.
Because what I've done is I've taken the word jog and I've reversed it.
What an unusual approach to coming up with a word for something.
We're not
just
really.
Reversing it.
No.
Why have you reversed it?
Because it's that little jog that you do when you try to style something out. So you're like, no, I wasn't trying to do that. So it's a godge.
You just godged?
Yeah, I've just godged.
Oh, my God, I godged at Barking Station. Like a code 9.
This is Bush and Rich's Daily Takeaway.
I went with godge, which no one's really kind of backed me up on, to be honest.
I went with humble tumble.
Yeah, which was good.
It's kind of fun and playful, a little bit like Mr. Tumble from CBeebies.
Trimbulk, says this text, a trip that then breaks into a bimble, finally onto a walk.
I love the workings there, it's great. Jane in Wigan says, suggestion for styling out, for me, is a swervel, a mix of swerve and wobble.
That's very good.
Keep them coming in. We've got Sarah on the line. Sarah, what is your word, please?
It's Shame Changer.
Shame Changer. That sounds like a Shed 7 album or something. Do you know what I mean? And then talk us through it. Talk us through the workings of Shame Changer.
Not that much to it, really, in terms of... It's kind of like, obviously, Game Changer. You're walking along, you embarrass yourself.
Yeah.
You're trying to change the shame.
I'm trying to think about it in the context of the gentleman I saw earlier. He got off the train, he was running for the other one, and then
it's a shame changer, isn't it? You know, you're like walking along and then you're trying to cover up something. It's like...
I like it. You're taking control of the situation and you're converting what's kind of bad juju into good juju.
You're shame changing.
Exactly. You're shame changing. It's a shame changer.
Okay, well, listen, lovely to speak to you. What are you having for tea, by the way, whilst you're on?
I have no idea.
I like this lady.
I never know. This is the dilemma I have every day, what to have for dinner.
Could you live like that, Richie?
No.
She doesn't know what's going to have for tea this evening.
No, I could not, no.
Well, listen, we'll give you our blessing and we'll say best of luck for your tea this evening.
Thank you very much.
We've got Abby on the line right now. Abby, a suggestion for a word, please.
Oh, it's Danger Shuffle.
Danger Shuffle. Now, context-wise, this is a bit of a dangerous area, but just explain what you mean.
I think it's kind of when you think in your head, you need to act quickly, like the train or, you're trying to get the bus or whatever, but you're trying to make it inconspicuous, so you kind of shuffle a bit and try and not make it look bad. So that's danger in itself, and then you look like a fool. So, yeah.
Love it. It sounds like something from the Viz Profanosaurus, but it kind of works.
Danger Shuffle. That's a good option. Thank you very much, Abby.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. The Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Ritchie's Daily Takeaway. This is really good from Ed. A wumble, walking along and stumble. Look, he's wumbling. I took a wumble earlier. I wumbled.
I would say you feel stupid enough as it is rather than to lacquer on a term wumble on top of what you've just done. I love this one. Damien in Littleborough says, what about a twagger? You trip, but you pull it back and swagger like you meant it. You twagger it out.
It's very good. But Jane in Wigan, picking the winning word tonight, has gone with swervel. It's quite simply a mix of swerve and wobble.
Collins Gym Dictionaries, we'll send that over to you this evening. Add it into the book.
The noise of the past. It's Bush and Ritchie's Sound of the Decades.
Absolute Radio 90s.
So look, have a think back to the 1990s. What were you doing in the 90s? Well, there's a sound that kind of sums up the 1990s, was integral to it, a huge part of that decade, and it's this. Can you guess what that is to win a big prize?
No one's been able to so far, but maybe Richard in Glasgow will change all of that. Good evening, Richard.
Hello.
What have you been up to today, Richard?
I am just driving home from work.
All right, what'd you do?
I work in the security industry.
Oh, I'm thinking, have you got an earpiece? One of those earpieces that you put your finger to if someone's giving you detailed instructions?
No, it's not that fancy.
Oh. Do you ever use the phrase triangulation when you're trying to track down a spy?
No.
Oh, OK.
Are you securiting? That's not even a word, is it?
It is now.
Securiting. How am I even getting paid to do? Are you securiting something really valuable?
Kind of.
OK, give us a little clue about what it is that you guard.
It's got a fence.
It's got a fence.
I tell you what, when Sound of the Decades wraps up, we should do a competition like this. Let's get Richard on and just kind of describe something that he's guarding.
Richard, of all the Absolute Radio stations that you could listen to, which do you choose to enjoy home time with?
Absolute Rock.
All right, you've got a favourite band, favourite rock band for Absolute Rock?
I'm quite eclectic, but, AC/DC.
CDC.
Superb, good band.
Not of the Spanish variety that we had yesterday. Right, Richard, let's have a listen to the sound from the 90s. What do you think it is?
I think it's one of those little air hockey tables you used to get at home. You'd flick the switch and it'd blow the air through a little hole so that the disc would hover slightly.
Can I just say, I used to absolutely batter my brother at those at Paint and Seafront. And he would admit the same. Oh, I could have been a contender with that. I don't know why I didn't. Why can't you do courses on that? Why can't I be a pro on it? Is there a pro scene for
air hockey, wasn't it?
Yeah, pro air hockey scene. Could have been a contender.
It's a fantastic guess. A fantastic guess. Is it a correct one?
You're a loser. And you have lost.
Do you know what? It makes you want to go down to South End, right, where I live, because I know they've got air hockey down there, and just play it. We should do it.
Yes.
You know, we're celebrating, 16 years in this building, then we're shifting. We should mark it with a special game of air, ice hockey or whatever.
Richard, I'm really sorry that it's not got you the signed Home Time Digital Radio, but it has awoken something inside the two of us, and we're going to go and play air hockey. But thank you so much, Richard. You're incorrect.
Oh, well.
Before you sign off, Richard, one more clue for the listening public as to what it is that you guard.
It's not that fascinating.
OK, we'll leave it there. Thanks for the competition. We play again tomorrow.
This is the Daily Takeaway.
So there's the show. Earlier on, I pitched, quite clumsily pitched my idea for a male nail bar.
Yep.
I want to say as well that one of the other reasons I'm quite keen on this is that I absolutely love the smell of nail varnish.
The smell is fantastic, and the tech they use is fantastic. That little kind of like pizza oven that they put... It's not a pizza oven.
Yeah.
It's like an infrared pizza oven they put their hands in.
My five-year-old, when she was having her nails done earlier on, was drying her fingers, and it was like she was playing an invisible piano.
We need to do it. We need to just do it.
Let's just do it. Sometimes, we've said this before on the show, sometimes you let these great ideas walk by you because you don't have the impetus. Let's do it. Home time nails.